This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. BJP is all set to form government in Delhi after nearly three decades as election results trends indicate a defeat for the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. Results declared so far for 51 seats in the 70-member Delhi Assembly elections show BJP has 35 seats and is leading in 13 seats, while Aam Aadmi Party has bagged 16 seats and is leading on 6. Third contender Congress has been wiped out. Prominent winners from the BJP include Parvez Sahib Singh from New Delhi, Tarvinder Singh Marwa from Jangpura, Kapil Mishra from Karawal Nagar, Manjinder Singh Sirsa from Rajouri Garden, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhinagar, Shikha Roy from Greater Kailash, Harish Khurana from Motinagar. Other BJP winners are Karnel Singh from Shakur Basti and Neeraj Basoya from Kasturba Nagar. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Som Dutt from Sadar Bazar, Gopal Rai in Babarpur, Virendra Singh Kania from Delhi Kent, Kuldeep Kumar in Kondli seat, Jarnail Singh in Tilaknagar seat, Imran Hussain in Balimaran, Sahiram from Tughlakabad, Mukesh Kumar Ahlawat has won the Sultanpur Majra constituency, Anil Jha in Kirari, Chaudhry Zubair Ahmed from Silampur, and Punardeep Singh Shawnee in Chandni Chowk. The notable faces who have conceded defeat include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bhardwaj, and Congress's Sandeep Dixit. We now go over to our correspondent Suparna Saikia for more updates. Suparna, if you can hear me, as BJP is moving towards a decisive win, what is your analysis of the results?
Yes, Abhishek, counting of votes for Delhi Assembly elections is now in its final stages, and it has become evidently clear that BJP is set to form the government in Delhi after 27 years. Congress has once again performed disappointingly and has failed to even open its account for the third consecutive time. As soon as polling began at 8 p.m., BJP took the lead in early trends. BJP's Parvesh Verma has emerged as one of the key winners this time, defeating AAP Supremo and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. AAP leaders Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bhardwaj are among the other heavyweights who failed to perform this time. However, incumbent Chief Minister Atishi won the Kalkaji seat against BJP's Ramesh Bidhuri. Abhishek, rising pollution, poor condition of roads and infrastructure, garbage issues, alleged liquor scam against AAP leaders, all these seem to have turned the people away from voting for AAP this time. Back to you, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Suparna, for that analysis. In the by-elections, BJP's Chandra Bhanu Paswan has won the Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Counting of votes for the by-elections in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu is in progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked Delhi's people for the mandate given to the party in the Delhi Assembly polls. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he bowed to Delhiites for this resounding and historic mandate to the party. Mr. Modi said that it is BJP's guarantee that the party will leave no stone unturned in developing Delhi, improving the overall quality of life for the people, and ensuring that Delhi has a prime role to play in building a Viksit Bharat. Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal said that the party has accepted the result of the Delhi Assembly polls and also respects the mandate given by the people. He also extended wishes to the Bharatiya Janata Party for his victory. Mr. Kejriwal expressed confidence that BJP will fulfill people's aspirations for what they were chosen.
आज दिल्ली के चुनाव के नतीजे आए हैं और जनता का जो भी निर्णय है उसे हम पूरी विनम्रता के साथ स्वीकार करते हैं जनता का निर्णय सर माथे पर मैं भारतीय जनता पार्टी को इस जीत के लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं और मैं उम्मीद करता हूं कि जिस उम्मीद के साथ और जिस आशा के साथ लोगों ने उनको बहुमत दिया है वो उन सभी उम्मीदों और आशाओं पे पूरा उतरेंगे
एंड दैट इज द एंड ऑफ दिस न्यूज़ बुलेटिन